Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's Silver Lining Call. I'm excited you're here. We are moving through the weeks. Can you believe it's already September? Summer is over, and we're moving headlong into fall. So we've got a great lineup this fall of leaders that are going to be training, giving you some great insight into this business. Now, if you're brand new on this call tonight, I want to give you some background. What are we doing? What's this all about? What is the silver lining? Well, the silver lining is this call is specifically geared for the newest distributors, for a brand new guy or gal that's just getting started, that is maybe has no pen or doesn't even know what a pen is, or maybe understands that they would need to get to pens or to silver. From a silver pen is an average of $12,000, almost $13,000 additional income a year. And the way you get to silver is when you're an advisor and you have at least one advisor that you've brought on with you on your team. And that advisor has a minimum of $3,000 personal volume that comes in during a pay period. That would equal $100 or more of override, and it would equal a silver leader. And that would average out to be, as I said, over $12,000 a year. And why do you want to get to silver? You want to be at silver because that's going to help push you to diamond. If you're ever going to be a diamond, it starts with the silver. And so this call is geared for you. This is basics. Every week we're going to dive into some basic nuggets. Some weeks it's going to be about vision. It's going to be about purpose. Other weeks it's going to be about how to read your reports, how to utilize the reports that's on your microsite, how to properly spark somebody, how to set up a 2-on-1 and a 3-way call the right way, the best way to host a mixer. We're going to have some guests. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to keep rolling on. Now, if you've missed the past 2 weeks, you can go to, if you're listening online live, you can go to the same site under Archived and look for the Silver Lining and listen to the top 10 mistakes most rookies make. I highly recommend you go listen to that, especially if you're a new guy so you don't make some of those mistakes. And then last week, now I know last Sunday night we had the Advocare 500 was on and people were really watching that and having parties and stuff, but we had a great topic on how not to be weird. Go listen to it. I think it would do you a lot of good, especially if you're afraid of talking to your friends, talking to your family, and talking to people because you're just afraid of what it's going to sound like, or you don't know. You just feel like you're going to be weird, and we don't want you being weird, and I give you the cure for that. So, as I said, each week we're going to have a different leader that's going to take on some of the topics and give you their approach to this business. We're all in one accord. We're all believing the same thing and have built this the right way. And so I'm excited for you to hear them. So tonight, we have a very special trainer for the evening. Is a brand-new diamond distributor in Middle Tennessee. Ryan and Rebecca have just burst onto the scene since February. They've been a part of our family for, you know, well over a year. But when Ryan came on board, they both came on and the unity took place, their business just exploded. And they both add some great insight. Ryan, if he's going to share a little bit, Ryan, you might share a tad bit of your story just to let people know where you come from. I'm not talking about, you know, some East Tennessee redneck like me training you. You've got a corporate veteran, ex-corporate veteran who has been in the corporate world for a long time that knows business, knows industry, knows what training is about. And Ryan told me, you know, Advocare is just different. It's given me something I've never seen before. That's impressive because it's coming from somebody who has experience, who has a background in knowing what it is to earn a large income, but yet has gone full-time now, he and Rebecca, full-time with Advocare, to be the parent and the husband and wife that they want to be. And just excited to see them on their team. They are now a brand new Diamond distributorship. Just got back from Destination Diamond, so I'm sure he's got his belly is full and overflowing, ready to share with you guys. So I hope you got your pen, your paper turned in about Sunday Night Football off. It's just the Broncos and the Steelers. Neither team's going anywhere. I'm just kidding. Seriously, Advocare is taking you places. So turn the TV off. Make sure the kids are down. Pay attention. Grab a pen and paper because Ryan is about to drop some serious Advo knowledge on you. And so with that, Ryan, buddy, I turn it over to you.
All right. Thank you very much, Jason. Yeah, you know, I thought about that. I know half of Tennessee right now is probably watching Peyton Manning's debut with the Broncos. So for those of you that are listening tonight, I appreciate it. I appreciate Jason giving me the time to share a little bit. And, you know, just real quick, like Jason said, we have been involved with Advocare for about 18 months now. And, you know, I got to be a little careful sharing my story here because I can tend to get a little excited and kind of emotional. But just in a nutshell, you know, my wife got us involved about 18 months ago, despite my wise advice at the time to not get involved with Advocare. She saw it, had the vision, had the courage, and said, yes, this is something we need to pursue. And, you know, she grew this to the point that it was starting to cover all of our monthly fixed expenses in about 11 months. And we put a plan in place at that time, and we put a 90-day plan in place to hit certain specific goals and objectives, and, you know, we were able to hit those, and that allowed me to essentially retire or walk away from, you know, what was an 18-year career with a variety of companies like Caterpillar and Shell Oil and Cooper Industries, and was working with a $2 billion manufacturing company here in Nashville. In March, when I walked away from that job and started to pursue Advocare full-time with Rebecca. And, you know, Jason hit the punchline. About 6 months later, we were able to pin Diamond, and we just got back from Destination Diamond. And Jason's right. We've got a lot of information from that we are anxious to share with our team. And, you know, that's kind of a lead-in to what I'm going to talk about tonight. And, you know, really, a lot of what I'm going to walk through this evening, Rebecca and I came up with, boy, it was probably about 6 months ago, because we had a rush of new advisors. We had a large group of people coming into the industry, and we were trying to think, or into the company, and we were trying to think about, all right, what are some specific activities or behaviors that we want to make sure that all of these new advisors understand in order to start getting paid? And somebody told us a long time ago that non-specific actions are going to yield non-specific results. And we've taken that to heart. And over the course of the last 6 months, I mean, there's, you know, well, 18 months for that matter, I mean, there's just, you know, there's been a lot of activity. And we have tried to focus on specific actions that were going to grow our business and get us paid. And I know everybody on this call right now is interested in that. And everybody on this call also has limited time. You know, if you're working Advocare an hour a day or 2 hours a day or 5 hours a day, I mean, you have got a specific amount of time throughout the course of the day that you can devote to Advocare and towards growing your business. So what Rebecca and I did was we just started to write things down. We said, all right, what is it we want all these new people to know that they should be focused on? And we started to bullet point that list. We kind of started to summarize it. We started to mold it and shape it. And, you know, we started to present this to our people, to the people on our team. I'm going to ask you, I guess, a couple times. Let me go off course here real quick. I'm going to ask you a couple of times throughout this call, for everybody on this, you know, to be honest with yourself. Because, you know, there are specific times and there are specific things when you have just got to internally be honest with yourself and say, you know, yes, I'm doing that, or no, I'm not. And maybe that's what's causing my business to thrive or what's causing it to kind of run aground and is not going as fast as I would like it to. So that's what I'm going to cover this evening. And, you know, I'm going to, Jason mentioned the word nugget earlier, which is pretty good because, you know, as we looked at all these activities, we said, okay, you know, how do we present this to people? And the best grouping or acronym that I could come up with, you know, based on what we were thinking of, was BITES, B-I-T-E-S. So I'm going to kind of walk through what we're calling our Advocare BITES. Jason mentioned nuggets. You know, we could call these, pearls of wisdom, you know, whatever we want to call them, but we are going to refer to them as BITES because that was the best acronym I could come up with. And I am actually going to start with the I. I'm going to save the B for last. I couldn't come up with a good acronym that ended in B. That's kind of tough to do. So I'm going to start with I, and the I stands for invest in yourself. And you're probably immediately thinking, well, that's not necessarily rocket science. And it's not. I mean, a lot of us out there take the time to invest in ourselves. But I kind of break this up into two categories, like a subcategory A and a subcategory B. And, I mean, I've heard a lot of very successful people within Advocare, like Danny McDaniel and Wayne Johnson. Jason has told me this. You know, take the time to invest in yourself physically. We are all the best billboard that we can be for our Advocare business. It is basically the best marketing. We are the best advertising that we can do for ourselves. And people are going to notice when you change physically. And, you know, the people that brought us into this organization, Brooks and Chris Reed, are excellent examples of this. You know, they were the first ones that I kind of tabbed with in my own mind, you know, like the walking billboard concept, because they changed so radically from a physical transformation perspective that people started to say, what are you doing? What are you doing? And we all know that when somebody says, what are you doing, that's like somebody knocking on your front door saying, hey, tell me what you got going on in there, and I want some of that. So we saw it with Brooks and Chris. You know, we've got a young lady on our team named Lacey Depew that has lost 110 pounds since January. And she and her husband, Derek, are blowing this business up right now because she is a walking billboard and she is her best advertisement. And they are actually making more money right now. They're actually making triple right now what they had planned to be making in 6 months. So physically, invest in yourself. And then this is the one that a lot of people don't think about. This is kind of what I call subcategory B. You know, when you take the time to invest in yourself and treat yourself right, you feel good. And now, you know, I know, and everybody that's met me knows, I am not exactly the poster child for our Performance Elite products. But I do know that when I work out, I feel better. And when I feel better, I've got more confidence. And when I've got more confidence, it's easier for me to share this with people. And when I've got that confidence and that ease of sharing, people hear the passion in my voice, and they will hear it in your voice as well. And, you know, talking about Destination Diamond this past week, you know, Rick Loy has told us a couple of times now, people buy people. And this is one of those times where I want all of you to look at yourself and think about yourself and just say, you know, would I buy myself? Would I buy myself right now if I presented this opportunity to somebody else? You know, would you buy the product, quite honestly, or would you return it? You know, would you be comfortable presenting this to somebody else and asking them to buy you? Because when you talk to somebody about Advocare, that's essentially what you're doing. You know, we heard this over the past week, too, that, you know, boxes and products don't talk to people. We all do. So, you know, it's up to us to be able to present this product the best way that we can. And for me, that's to feel good about myself, feel good about what I'm doing, and to have confidence. And, you know, I'm going to be honest for a second here, too. If I was grossly overweight, it would be really hard for me to talk to somebody about these great nutritional products called Advocare. Or, you know, if I'm walking around and, you know, if I look homeless, it's going to be hard for me to talk to somebody about this great income opportunity called Advocare. And we all know that when we're out and about in public, you know, we just bump into people and we start sharing them with them. You know, that's one of the secrets to success. So take care of yourself. And, you know, nobody's saying you've got to walk around and, you know, you've got to look like an Adonis, or, you know, you've got to wear a suit and tie all day long, but you just, you know, you want to look professional, you want to look respectable, and you want to take care of yourself. And that's going to make it easier for you to share this with people. So I invest in yourself. Now the T stands for treat this like a business. You know, and again, that may sound basic, but I have just been surprised by the number of people that quite honestly don't. You know, when Jason talked about the 10 mistakes that rookies make, I think that's one of them. You know, people tend to become advisors, they're excited, they're engaged, and they think the checks are going to start to roll in. They're not. You do have to do something here. You've got to treat this like a business, just like everybody treats their job. You know, I think that's one of the things about this that, you know, can seem so obvious, but yet people will take for granted. And AdvoCare will move, I think, as quickly as you move. If you spend 15 minutes a day on AdvoCare, or if you spend 4 hours a day on AdvoCare, you know, which do you think is going to net you the largest check? And I have been surprised by the number of people in our organization that have come back to me and said, you know, Ryan, I'm surprised my business isn't growing faster. It's not growing as fast as I thought it would. And you know what I normally do with those people is I normally start to ask them a couple of questions. And I ask them, well, how many people did you share this with today? And a lot of times I get silence. Or I get the, well, nobody. Well, how many people did you share this with yesterday? Well, nobody. Well, how many of you shared it with this week? You know, how many mixers have you been to? How many training sessions have you been to? You know, you've got to, you have to invest in this, and you have got to treat this like it is a business. And, you know, when we talk about specific actions, you know, I think there are people out there that, you know, they stare at Facebook and they wonder who to call. And if you've only got an hour today to invest in AdvoCare or a couple, if you're staring at Facebook and just, you know, kind of mulling over, well, gee, you know, maybe I should call this person, maybe I should call that person, that's not going to cut it. That's wasted time. And the other thing I would say along treating it like a business is you want to have specific objectives. Every company that I've ever worked for has had monthly, quarterly, annual, and long-term objectives. And you should have the same thing right now for your business. And we're not going to get into specifically what those should look like right now, but, you know, just in a nutshell, I mean, it's fairly common knowledge that you want to get 3 to 5 new distributors per pay period, you want to get a new advisor every pay period, and you want to hit 3K in PGV. And those are just kind of basic vanilla goals and objectives, but those are things for you to try to hit. And you can work with your sponsor, you can work with us. We will help you develop more specific criteria. But again, that goes back to treating this like a business and making sure that you're focused on value-added activities. You know, we've had new people come on board and say, oh, I got to get a website up and going. No, you don't need to get a website up and going because you have a microsite that takes care of probably 85% of your needs. You get that with your investment up front. And then you've got people like, you know, Jason and other Platinums that have already done a lot of that work for you. You know, Advo Mosaic in combination with your microsite has everything that you need from a website perspective. So if you spend your first week developing a website, you're just recreating the wheel and you've basically wasted that first week. So now I'm going to move on to, that's T, let's talk about E real quick. And this is kind of an easy one. Well, I say easy, it just, again, seems fairly obvious. But the E stands for events. You have got to plug into events. There is no way around that. And again, this kind of falls into two categories. I think it's for you, you know, each one of us, and then this is also for other people. And quite honestly, you are going to build your confidence, which you can see like a lot of, there's a lot of the same themes running throughout this, but you are going to build your confidence through competence. And the way you're going to do that is by attending events. Yes, you can talk to us over the phone. You can talk to your sponsor over the phone. You can get us on three-way calls, which is great. That's obviously part of the process, and you know we all need to do that. But by getting yourself and by getting other people to events, they are going to see not only the fire in your eyes and the presenter's eyes, but more importantly, they're going to hear the passion in your voice. And they're just going to read the body language, and they are going to see how in love with AdvoCare you are and what a great opportunity this is. So you've got to get people to those impending events. And, you know, that's also part of what I think is neat about this company is that, you know, quite honestly, more truly is more when I think about the events that are out there. Because I know that the more events I attend on a regular basis, the more I believe in this company and the more I believe in this whole process. You know, Destination Diamond just, you know, reassured all that for me. Every time I go to Success School, I walk out of there thinking this is a fantastic opportunity. You know, the more people that I meet at these events, the more stories that I hear, the more equipped I am to talk to other people. You know, the more research that I do on AdvoCare, the more confident I am that we will be a billion-dollar company within the next few years. And quite honestly, the more I learn about our products at these different events, when I hear the SciMed board present, I'm sitting there listening to these people talk, and I'm thinking about my friend Joe, my friend Sally. You know, every time I learn something new about a product, it seems like there's more people that I think that this is applicable for. So again, more is more. Get to more events, okay? So that's the E. And now the S stands for sharing. And I've heard somebody refer to sharing as this is the lifeline to our business. And I'm not going to get into how do we do that on this call right now. That's a whole nother training in and of itself. But what I do want to make sure people understand, and again, all of our new people, is the fact that you do have to share this with people. And that gets back to treating this like a business, I think. Because the more people that you share this with, you know, the more people that are going to get interested. And, you know, as I told somebody earlier this week, you know, if I catch myself sometimes just driving down the road and I see all the homes out there, I see all the cars passing me by, I see an entire marketplace of people out there that have not yet heard of AdvoCare or have not yet had the opportunity presented to them. And when I look at how big this company is and where it's going, and I think about all these people that don't know about AdvoCare yet, I start to get all excited. I mean, there's an entire marketplace out there for every single one of us to plug into, but we have to share it with people. And we tell all the new people this too. Don't send out mass solicitations. You know, if I get an email from somebody with the latest and greatest thing and I see a string of 100 names attached to it, you know what the first thing I do is? I delete it. I don't even read it. You need to reach out to people, and you've got to share this with them. And I'm going to throw some numbers out here real quick just because I'm kind of a numbers guy, and I like to use this kind of stuff to make it concrete. But we try to encourage people on our team, and we try to do the exact same thing ourselves, Rebecca and I. We try to share this with one person a day, at least one brand new person a day. And if you spread that out over the course of the pay period, that's going to equal, let's just, you know, for easy numbers' sake, let's make that, say that's 15 people every pay period. And I'm talking brand new people, not somebody that you've called 6 months ago and that you followed up with 3 months ago or somebody you've been talking to for the last 2 weeks. One brand new person a day equals roughly 14, 15 people over the course of a pay period. And if you reach out to 15 people, let's just say you even get a third of those people to get on product and express an interest, which is probably a low percentage. You know, if you're speaking with conviction and passion and purpose, you're going to get more than that. But let's just say 30%. That's 5 new people on products every pay period. And we all know that once people use these products, they want to keep using them. So I figure 80 to 90% of the people that we've had on products continue to buy products. So if you look at 80 to 90% of those 5 new people, that's 4 or 5 new distributors. If you get 4 or 5 new distributors, you're eventually going to start to get a new advisor every pay period. And now just extrapolate that. Expand those numbers over a 90-day period. You're talking 6 new advisors. Now you're talking beyond silver. I mean, if you get working advisors and you get business builders, you're starting to talk about gold, 3-star gold, and even ruby. And again, that all goes back to just one brand new person a day. So I think I've got just a couple minutes left, so I'm going to go back to the very beginning of the BITES concept or acronym, and I'm going to talk about B a little bit. And I kind of saved this one for the end because I honestly think it's probably the most important, and the B just stands for belief. You have got to believe in what you're doing. And if you don't truly, deep down inside of yourself, believe in what you're doing, people are going to hear that hesitation in your voice. And if they don't, if they sense that, they're going to say, oh, there's something funny here. There's something fishy. I don't really know about this. You have got to be confident, and you have got to truly believe in what you're doing. And quite honestly, I'm starting to find it harder and harder to believe that people don't have confidence in this if they don't do it. Because you look at what we've got our hands on. We know we've got phenomenal products. We know we are in an exploding industry. I mean, health and wellness, you know, people are not going to want to all of a sudden tomorrow stop looking better, feeling better, or performing better. So we are in a phenomenal industry. We have got tremendous products. I mean, we are surrounded by examples. I mean, we here in Nashville are literally surrounded by hundreds, if not thousands, of examples of people that have reaped product results. So we're an exploding industry. We've got great products. And then look at our company. Look at how our brand name is growing. Just look over the last couple of years. We started to sponsor a college bowl game. We've got Drew Brees as our national spokesperson. We have got a player on every single NFL team, a NASCAR race. You know, we sponsor a professional soccer team now. I mean, this stuff blows me away. You know, I don't want to poke fun at people, but, you know, when I talk to people that I used to work with, and, you know, our national spokesperson was Ed Begley Jr. You know, how does Ed Begley Jr. compare to Drew Brees, NASCAR, NFL, college bowl games? I mean, we should be extremely proud of who we work for, who we distribute products for. And there is not a company in America that wouldn't want what we have. We had Drew Brees doing a 15-minute AdvoCast for us a few weeks ago, followed by Carly Lloyd. I mean, this stuff is amazing. And when I start to look at our numbers, and if you've attended one of my events, I know you've heard this, but, you know, when I think about the fact that we were $1 million company in 2009, I'm sorry, $100 million company in 2009, and it took us 16 years to get there. And then in 2011, we became a $230 million company. So we doubled what it took us 16 years to accomplish. And then this year, we're on pace to become a $400 million company. Are you kidding me? I mean, that is another 75% growth in 1 year. And then you start to think about, all right, we are going to be a billion-dollar company in the next 3, 4, 5 years. I mean, that's phenomenal. And so we have got an opportunity on our hands that just should instill belief and confidence in every single one of us as we reach out to people and as we share this opportunity with others. And, you know, I would encourage everybody on this call to be open, okay? We heard this over the weekend, too, that you have to speak your vision. And, you know, honestly, I'm going to brag about my wife here a little bit. You know, she did this. You know, she knew what we had our hands on, and she knew the opportunity. And when we joined forces and we came up with a shared focus and a shared vision, we knew exactly where we were going. We knew that by the end of this year, we were going to be diamond distributors within this company. And we promoted that. We promoted the heck out of that. We had it plastered all over our house. It's on the refrigerator. It's in the bathrooms. It's in our cars. You know, it's on our phones. Every training that we did, we told people where we were going. When we did mixers, we told people where we were going. If you're on this call right now and you want to make $200 a month, if that's your goal, you need to tell people where you're going. If you want to make $500 a month, you need to tell them where you're going. Or if you want to get to silver, to gold, you need to tell people where you're going. Share it with your team. Share it with your distributors and share it with your prospects because they will help you get there. And when they hear that passion, the excitement and the belief in your voice, they are going to help you do it. And just, you know, one last quick nugget, you know, just to throw out there because, you know, we bump into this from time to time like everybody else. You know, they say, well, that's great for you guys, but I just don't know that I can do that or that we can get to that level or that we can become silver for that matter, even $1,000 a month. But when you start to think about it, just look here in the Nashville area. You know, we have got a platinum distributor. We've got two diamond distributing organizations, and we've got two emeralds. And it's just a matter of time before we have four diamonds. You know, the Overstreets and the Duncans will be diamond sooner rather than later. And when you look that within a 25-mile radius, we are going to have a platinum and four diamond distributorships, that just goes to show you that anybody can do this if you have belief, if you invest in this, if you invest in yourself, if you treat this like a business, if you attend events, and if you share this with people. Anybody can accomplish this. And, you know, I guess, Jason, I will just I will leave it at that and turn it back over to you, buddy.
Ryan, that was awesome, man. I hope that everyone took the notes. Advo Mosaic, the Facebook group is lighting up. Everyone's loving what you're saying. Wonderful, wonderful job. The link to this, if you missed this call, will be up on Facebook in a matter of minutes. So go back and listen to it. Y'all, these calls are, this is what's going to propel you forward in the next 30 days, the next 90 days, the next 6 months. If you take what Ryan just said and apply it to your business and to your daily life, this is what will get you to Aspen. This is what will get you to Hawaii. This is what will earn you rookie bonuses. So take the notes. Write them down. Go back and listen to it again. Send this out to your team. Learn what it is to get your team on the calls like this, because that was phenomenal. So, Ryan, thank you. Great job. Next week, we got another special guest trainer. We're going to be diving into the basics. Mama Rhino is going to be on here in a matter of a few weeks. Some other cousins that are in our business are going to be here in a few weeks. You don't miss these calls. They are the best. Okay? So we're going to get out of here. Have a great night, and we'll talk with you soon. I'm a real